Hey kids, what time is it? That's right, it's 9 p.m. Sunday night, and it's time for What the Hell? You can chat with us in the Dalmet servers in the Ranch Radio Channel, or check out the webcam at www.ranchradio.com. And now it's time to check in with the gang on What the Hell?
I
think Lieutenant Major Zombie is playing I Spy with My Little Eye.
I think
there's
Lieutenant
a girl
Major
in the room. There's
high.
A phone.
Hey, take the black thing off your computer.
I Spy, and I'm really, really high. A little black thing on your.
Hey,
computer.
You take down that black thing. Yes, I did take it down. He's an amazing ESL graduate. It's for my remote keyboard. I'm not recording. What am I doing? I'm like not. See, they made me do promos this week.
No, we did.
It was your idea.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
So I'm going to record.
It was my idea, but you were very much into it.
I was really into it, Darce. I don't know.
Yeah, he's an adult.
So we did some promos.
There's nothing you can't do that. Never mind.
Not going to get into it right now. Hi, and welcome to the What the Hell Show every Sunday night at 9 p.m.
Number 42.
Yeah, see, I'm lost without my notes. I haven't brought up my notes. I've been so busy making these new promos.
Holy crackers.
Holy crackers, what?
Is there
going
to be, like, a 50th, like, show special?
It's a 50th show special! No.
Special.
Special.
That's special.
Let's see. 40... Is it 43? Show number 43? What date is it? What's the date today? I set that ahead. I guess I set that ahead for this week. It is the 17th. Yep, it's show number 42 of What the Hell.
Gee, I can count. What do you know?
Well, you don't get people's faces. If it's there, it's like a cross section of people's sides of heads. We don't want to see the TV. We just want to see the people. Want to see the people. Drex wants to see the TV for
besides
some reason.
The less you show up the apartment, the less easy it is for people to case your place.
No kidding. Nice big TV you have there, Sim. They're going to come up from Texas and Indiana and take my TV. Turn up the levels. Something is wrong.
Of course.
There we go. How are we doing? Levels are way better now. Yeah, yeah, it was low. Normally this light right up.
By the way, we have Tales of the Chicken.
Tales of the Chicken. The Chicken, we won't say anything more about that. Yeah, we're going to go around the room as we do every week and introduce everyone. And with his mouth full, as usual, it's Proctor with his new name, formerly known as Shade. And here he is.
Hi.
Say, my name is Proctor.
My name is Proctor.
Perfect. Did you get a good shot? Wait, We've got a good shot. And then we've got Erin next, and she doesn't have a cool name.
The girl in the camera.
The girl in the camera. Yep. She doesn't have an interesting name yet.
She's our Vanna White.
She turns the letters.
Hi, it's Dak.
It's Dak with his trademark wave. Nobody steal it. Nobody steal that wave. It's trademarked. And it's back again. Projectile Vomit Man. Were you last week? See, the triumphant return of 200% sexy Projectile Vomit Man. And it's DJ Psycho. Who the hell is this? He's not here very often.
It's me.
DJ Psycho.
Yo, yo. Yo.
You're what? A yo?
What the dilly, yo?
I don't know.
And it's Sumerian. Ah!
That was really.
So great 11. So 80s. And we've got Drex.
So we all talk to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, and you can see yourself. Sexy.
I got to suck in my chin.
Sexy.
He's so sexy.
You fellas could pass off as Backstreet Boys anytime.
I know. That's a nice shot of the ceiling.
Really cold.
We weren't thinking about that. That's a great show.
You are Inky Sister.
It's a great light fixture. Okay, we'll get the nice shot in right around there.
Oh, we got the crappy mic.
There we go. The crappy mic? They're both pretty crappy.
I think this one is like a smidgen better.
This is the only good one because, well, it has to go to me.
Well, next week, next week we may see the
That's a good one, too. Good. That's a really good
next
one.
Next week we may see the introduction of the special estrogen mic.
Special estrogen mic, yes.
Wow, Lieutenant Major Zombie, you see girls all day long? Wow.
Taco Bell.
You know what? Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, do me a favor. We need, and I mean really, we need a picture of you at... working at Taco Bell.
Yes,
I have a
definitely,
question.
Definitely.
Please.
He sees girls all day long at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Who wants girls who fart?
That's right.
Hey, how's it going? Great dinner.
In his defense, he didn't say, I saw girls that I desire all day at work. He just said he saw girls.
The ones and, who work over the grease pits.
I was empty before that. I saw this girl.
So any listeners out there, we need pictures.
Yes,
send
we need pictures.
Pictures.
Even though I haven't put them up, we were supposed to do that today.
I can do that.
Tons.
I can do that. So we'll have a break and we can do it really quickly.
You're on crack. You're so much on
it
crack.
It takes so little time. All we're updating is one little page.
But we don't have the names and...
We can just throw them up there and edit
them. No, not a chance.
These are a bunch of pictures of people that listen to our show.
I know people sent in your pictures. I've got like five or six of them. I got a picture.
Don't let his like
send the pictures.
Okay, well DJ Gohan is basically mentioning something about my pick kitties. I want to know what the hell these are, and should I be worried and should be like, you know, informing somebody involving child loss?
Kitty picks. So we're going to go and see who's in the IRC, and, my computer's on the IRC,
hey,
that's okay.
Somebody's asking for you to play Meow Mix.
We're going to play Meow Mix.
Play it right now. They're begging
no,
for
we
it.
No, we got to see who's in the IRC. No, we, I think, Drex stitched that. Dead puppies. I'd have to look for dead puppies. Caffeine High is in the IRC, Captain Pike, Critical S, Emperor CH. Now, that's a new one. I haven't seen that. That's a new one. Hey, Emperor CH, welcome to What the Hell. Gloom Bunny. Hey, Gloom Bunny.
Gloom Bunny.
She's got a story this week that she sent in to me.
Cool.
Gohan, Infinite Loop, Isaac 509. Hey, Isaac 509. Everyone, send your money to Isaac 509. He is a proud supporter. He's a proud supporter of Rant Radio. He gives us some... gives us some bandwidth. Go to www.sonic.net from the very beginning. Lord Heresy, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Paco, Red 5, and Shazbort. Critical S, you don't need money. Hey, I won't take your TV. Thanks, Gloom Bunny. That's great. I also recorded the IRC log from last week, so I'm going to be posting that up on the internet so people can eventually want to get around to doing... MP3-ifying.
Gloom Bunny, did you send us a picture that was topless previously?
No.
Well, why are you... Okay, it's just very odd for someone to say, I'm sending you a picture and I'm not topless in it.
I want a topless picture of Moon Bunny.
Do I need to describe?
It's, I think it's just more of a statement about what most pictures of women are
I
on the
see.
Internet. Let's
Taking
be perfectly honest here.
True, true,
just
I think so.
To differentiate herself from the majority of women's pictures.
Screw that, I want a topless picture of Moon Bunny.
Vegetables!
Oh.
Speaking of...
Kel is a listener since day one as well. I don't know Kel. Okay. Hey, Kel!
Hello!
Hello!
The question I have is, speaking of exploiting people's bodies, is the Rant Radio calendar going to happen? That Cheesecake calendar?
Maybe. I totally forgot about that.
If it does,
that's an awesome idea.
I know it's an awesome idea.
We're
going to have all of the people of the What the Hell show taken with a really nice camera and a listener in the corner of it. Because the listener pictures are really small. Because they sent them in, they scanned them in. And the calendar for year 2000.
I'd make the perfect July.
Better make
I like
it
long
quick,
walks on
we're
the
running
beach
out of time.
And poems at sunset by firelight.
And sparkly
what
things.
Are your turn-offs?
My turn-ons are...
Timbits?
Timbits? Uh-oh.
I really like Jell-O.
So do I, the kind that Inky makes.
Yes, Inky
the blue
Jell-O.
Is
good.
Kel is my wife, Sim. You asked for listener picks. Oh, did you send it in? I'll put that up. Send it to info@rantradio.com. Okay. This week we have everything.
He was explaining
I think.
That his wife is Kel.
Oh, okay. That's awesome, really. She never goes to the IRC.
Kel, too.
Well, because they live in the same place, and his name's on the IRC. Kind of like how my name's not on the IRC. And Aaron, is your name on the IRC? No, she's here too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because your name on the IRC? No, she's not here either.
See, I got
to conglomerate. More people seeing this than are actually logged on.
Really?
Oh.
I got to figure out if our second mirror's down.
You guys just
it might be.
Pulling my leg.
It might be down. It is down.
Yay! I'm so happy.
It's down since last night.
Yeah, I know. It's a piece of crap. Enki has to take
piece
care of it.
Piece of crap.
Piece of crap.
Missed that
song. Enki is in Edmonton tonight.
Enki in Edmonton.
He flew there tonight to do something work related.
And when did he come back?
I don't know when he comes back. Actually,
he's foolishly taking back in one day.
Probably.
Actually, it's not that far.
He's foolishly taking care of his actual job instead of doing important stuff for Rant Radio.
That's right. He should
or
not.
Riding his bike.
We've got all the features tonight. We've got Movie Man, Gross Hospital Stories, maybe a question of the week. Probably not. News of the week. Movie quotes this week. We've got Stamp Your Money. La la la, la la la. We've got List of the Week. We've got an Onion Article of the Week. You're just going to have to calm down there. But
yeah, you're
change
special.
Everything around.
And we
well,
got a plug,
my mom told me I was special.
We've got to give a plug to Delta Cable for the mirror feed. I don't know the URL yet. It's probably deltacable.com, probably, but I don't know.
Yay!
And also disobey.com did a write-up for the show about the station.
What is it?
I don't know, some weird online magazine thingy.
That's cool.
It's not up yet, but when it is up, I will read it out.
Did they think nice of us or
what? Yeah, he said very positive comments about the station.
Okay, but who is it? Is it
show?
A listener, or is it someone who listened once?
I have no idea. Tuned in for 2 seconds, said, wow, cool music. And
is he talking
about the important stuff, like the What the Hell show?
Probably not the What the Hell show.
It's probably best that way.
No way.
I'm just kidding.
This is a good show. What are you talking about?
I think I'm here.
You know, we all have knives.
We did have a caller.
This is really bad.
We had some problems with our show.
Oh, we did have a caller. Remember the caller that called in?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh, right.
Okay, we're going to play that. We're going to play that right now. That's a great segue. We had this caller called in, and this is our produced version of it. Where is it? Here it is. It's promo, Who Asked You Anyway? Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Terrible. The show is absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'll never listen to it again. You have no conscience about what you talk about. You have no, like, real material about anything in your shows anymore. I listen to other stations, and they always talk about something. You get on the phone, you bash people if you don't like what they say. You bash people you read in the paper. Yeah. You're bashing everybody around you. And now you think you're going to be on the radio telling the whole world what to listen to and how to act and how to talk. You ain't all them, so don't take it upon yourself to really get on the radio.
Oh.
Boston!
Rant Radio. Who asked you, anyways?
So I'm sure all of you remember that from last week. Wait! No, you don't! Oh, what the hell's going on? Okay. I'm sure you all remember that from last week, that crazy guy called in. Do you remember that? It was like right in the beginning of the show when you didn't tune in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was one of the outtakes.
That was one of the outtakes. No, we made that up.
Hey! Well, we
stole it fair
Sam
and square.
With a secret. He can't keep secrets.
I can keep a secret. Wait, I'll reveal everyone's secret now.
We haven't told you any, so you can't reveal them.
You can find a secret about me that I wouldn't make public anyway.
I
wouldn't be surprised.
You think?
It was a sheep.
I tell you, it was a sheep. Or that real hamster. Remember that from last week? That was good.
I don't do any of that hamster shit.
No. Claws. Too hard to declaw. Who else?
You know, at our local Quantlin Agricultural College, they discovered another use for sheep.
Oh, what's that?
Wolf.
Oh, really? That must have taken lots of research.
I just noticed something.
What's that?
Okay, you know how I've been telling you about how I've been buying things lately and I've had to wait for them all?
Yes.
I bought my Loomis van. I had to wait, like, 3 weeks for it.
Yeah.
Then it got crunched. That was really nice.
Low stop. Then I bought my bed. I had to wait for that forever. I spent a bunch of money on that. I bought a whole bunch of, like, sheets and crap like that. I had to wait for that.
Well,
I didn't have to, but I had... That wasn't the same.
Were you not happy with the color?
No. Actually, the sheets I didn't have to wait for, but I had to wait for them. But I didn't pay for them and then have to wait for them, which is what happened with everything else. And then I bought my DVD player, and I had to wait for that.
Does not DVD
not too
rock.
Long.
DVD is
totally
cool.
Rocks.
Okay, wait. Let's not get distracted. Then I bought my van. I got it, and somebody smashed into it. Then I got my sheets on my bed, and a cat pissed on it. And now I'm waiting for something horrible to happen to my DVD.
Yes.
It's all bad.
All bad.
Does not bode well for the DVD.
Also, we have a...
No, wait. I'm lying there. My cat wakes me up. He's looking at me intently. And I'm like, oh, Fudge, you're being so nice. I'm petting him. And then he gets up and runs away. And I realize that he's just been pissing on my bed. Looking at me all pissed off like. He's looking at me like this.
I'll take a picture. Okay, on the webcam, he's going to... Okay, you ready? Tell me when.
Now.
Okay, the cat is looking at Drex like that. Okay, it's done. I can do it manually. So go to the webcam and take a look at that right now.
And he's pissing on my brand new duvet.
What did you do?
www.rantradio.com.
I think it has to do with the fact that we moved into an apartment and he can't go outside. But no, that's not all it is. And he had to take a piss really bad and couldn't get out of my room.
Where's my man?
But he's never ever ever done anything like that before, right? Which says that it's not just that he couldn't get out of my room. I don't know, a few years old.
I still like don't know how old.
I could figure it out, but I haven't been keeping track.
Pretty good one.
Anyways, but it's because he couldn't get out of my room and get to his litter box. And then he was like, I'm pissed off because I can't piss, and I'm pissed off because you won't let me outside, and guess what? Like, he's never, ever done that before. He waited till I got brand new, like, duvet in bed and sheets and all that shit.
Gohan's here every week. He's saying something about something else. Okay, go ahead. Deck?
But no, I just said, I was reading what he said.
Oh.
Can I say you guys suck?
You guys are ugly. Thanks.
Thanks.
You're ugly too. Just in case anyone who has...
You're so ugly, tears roll down the back of your head to get away from your face.
There is a disclaimer for this show, for anybody who listens, so I made up the disclaimer. So you better take a listen just in case you're offended or, you know, some of you want to go away and you want to sue us or something. So, like, we care, but here's the disclaimer. The disclaimer anyway.
The What the Hell Show is not supported by money back guarantees since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we rip them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. The music played on the show may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
So there's a disclaimer, so if anybody is
that
like...
That is cool. What'd you make that one?
I made that up yesterday or today. I can't remember. I think it was today. The Chicken and Coma Boy are in the house.
Chicken and Coma Boy.
All right.
Hey.
All right. So,
how'd you guys go? So, we were going to tell tales of the chicken, but we don't have to. So, the Chicken and Coma Boy can tell their own stories.
Well, if they phone in, I don't think we want to sit through the IRC. But if they phone in. But it's not time to phone in yet, unless they really want to. Because they're special. TMC, the Chicken and Coma Boy are in the house. Hello, boys. Speak of the devil.
Phone. I have a phone.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Why, it's Gohan.
Hey, Gohan, you're phoning in really early. This better be... Wait, don't, Drax, he's... Okay, this better be really good.
Drax is on the button.
Hey, wait, Drax, come on, wait.
Look, you can't call in at the wrong time.
Crap. Okay, Gohan, Drax.
You gotta ask for some permission or get some sort of special pass.
Ask for permission.
And guess what, it takes a while for it to reach you in the mail, so...
It's time to phone in at 10:30. Not now, unless it's like really, really, really important. That was Drex that hung up, so blame him. Blame him.
Didn't
let me say what the hell.
To answer TMC's question as to what tales of the chicken are, it was basically just me laughing that you two were trapped in Houston. That was basically all it really was. That was tales of the chicken. It was just me laughing at the fact that you're trapped there.
It says it's not us. Oh, well.
Who is that?
Who's
TMC then?
Who is TMC? Please define it.
TMC is Tweed's Mirror Marine Corps.
I know that.
But we're asking who
is it? Because they said they're in the house. The chicken and Coma Boy are in the house. Okay. If this is Gohan, we're going to hang up on you. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's Gohan again. I just want to let you know that now I'm really, really sad, and I don't like you guys anymore.
Oh, you don't like us?
So, oh, Muffin!
Muffin!
Drex is hanging up. Okay, you can't do that. You can't phone in yet.
You have to wait until the phone in time. What do you think we made a promo for? We can't just have promos and not use them.
Okay.
We have to enforce the promo use.
It's time for the news, so don't phone in because I won't even allow you. I'll let it ring and ring, and you'll get my answering machine.
Don't piss off Sim. Don't piss off Sim, or he'll tell you not to phone again.
That's right.
Like, kind of how when we were in high school,
and
Brad used to be fucking with my bike, the nameless one, with my bike, and Sim would
Brad's
go,
the nameless one?
I tried to stop him, and
you didn't know that?
The nameless one told me how you tried to stop him. Stop.
Don't
do it.
The nameless one beat the crap out of my friend for his calculator. I have it on video.
Yes, he tried I remember that. We have it on video.
Really?
Yes.
Make that into a Rant TV video.
It's not that good.
Although parts of it are, if you want to see, like, Sim the early years.
Oh, no, we don't. It's...
I do.
Yes, that is Mr. That's Mr. T.
If you want to see Sim the early years, you can go into his bedroom and look up on his wall where you can see a picture of him.
That's a good picture, though.
He was just a hat.
That's an awesome picture.
He should be a real boy.
Yeah, we should. That's a really awesome picture.
It's an awesome picture, but it makes you look scarily kind of Stepford.
A little bit.
It's like the eyes should be glowing.
Yeah. It's time for the news.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
Dexter or Chester is on the phone. Put him on. Put him on. Who is this?
Who is this? Sector.
Sector.
Oh,
Spectre.
Really? Spectre?
Okay, it's not time to phone in.
Yeah.
It's not time to phone in. It's not time to phone
it's
in.
It's not time to phone in.
Please erase the phone number from your memory. It's not.
We can make a promo from all the people we hang up from because it's not time to phone in.
If you want, I can stand in front of the webcam and pretend to do sign language. I don't
know. No, hey! No, wait, wait, wait. We have to take a break from the news. Dak?
Yes, I could do.
Just Al is on there.
Right now.
Just Al is on there.
Just get up there.
Just Al on there.
Just Al, you're just in time to see Dak's ass.
Does he have a computer?
Please.
You know.
Yes, please. I'm not joking. Get up there.
I'm not answering that.
Why are you sitting? Give it to me.
I'm not answering it.
People do not hear the noise.
Hello, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Is it time to phone in yet?
That'll be good for
okay,
the promo.
Okay, that
Dak.
Was good.
Dak,
that was
on.
Good. That
hey, we
was
have
good.
A present for you. Everyone check out the webcam.
Could you do
okay.
Photo,
get ready to take a picture.
Oh, God.
Take a picture.
It's not pointed. It's not pointed.
Oh, wait, 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 wait.
Oh, ah, closing my eyes. Closing my eyes.
Oh, Canada.
Yep.
Okay.
Marks on it.
Okay. It is a nasty, nasty, nasty picture.
Check out the webcam.
Check
we
out the webcam.
For all the people what's calling in.
Okay, we're still on. www.rantradio.com.
People do not.
And go to the webcam.
Believe me, our home phone number is basically one digit off a... Well, I won't specify which, because otherwise people will start hassling us. But it's one digit off a number for... Which is like a commercial number, which is frequently called by people of all ages, races, sexes, and whatever. And people do not hear the knock. We have a phone message that says, you know, you've got the wrong number, basically. People do not hear. We get criticized for having an unprofessional sounding home answering machine. This is right after a message. You know, this is not the people you're calling.
That's Dak's ass, by the way. What? What?
Here, give me the frickin' phone.
Okay, you're going to be harassed. Why can't we hear?
Hello, this is Rant Radio. Who is it?
Pizza
Hut.
Say again?
It's Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah. Pizza. Is this Pizza Hut? Is this
okay, anyways,
pizza?
That okay, was very funny.
That's really funny. Okay, no more. Okay. No more. It's
give me
time
the phone,
for the
give
news.
Me the phone. Give it to me.
We know
it's
you're
time
having
for the
fun
news.
Playing with the DJs. But really?
They're toying with us.
Yes,
toying with our emotions.
The joke,
hey, did you actually freeze that picture?
Yeah, it's not there. Like, it's not taking any more pictures. No.
No, I don't even need to disturb the show.
Okay, put it back on.
What? The webcam?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't want to take a picture, like keep a picture.
Oh,
of that.
Can you do that?
We're sorry, Gloom
Buddy. We do want to keep a picture of that.
Okay, so...
We need to keep a picture of this.
We need to have that picture of Dak.
Keep it moving.
We need to save it. Get a shot from Rant Radio Studio.
That's completely nasty, I know. Don't answer it.
Hello,
don't.
This is Rant Radio. Who is this?
I just want to order two large pizza.
Is this Lieutenant Major Zombie?
No, I'd like to order two large pizza.
Is this Lieutenant Major Zombie?
No, this not... Whoever you say. I just want to order two large pizza.
Oh, okay. What do you want on your large pizzas?
Just pepperoni and cheese.
That's a really bad accent.
Just hang up.
What's your address?
Just hang up.
Yeah, what's your address?
My address is 51 Stuart Crescent. I live in Surrey, BC. I'm about 2 blocks away from you.
2 blocks away from us, eh? In Surrey.
Really? Yeah, we don't live in Surrey.
Well, it could be two blocks.
What phone number is this? I might dial the wrong number.
I think so.
Yeah, what
you might have.
What number did you dial?
533-9191.
And what's the pizza place you're trying to connect to?
Oh, that's Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. Well, you're lucky. Right. There are Pizza Huts in Canada. Wherever you're phoning from, there are
Pizza Huts
in Canada.
Pizza Hut is 9292.
Yeah, try that number.
Try that number.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Say what the hell.
Too slow.
I'm going to put up the other mirror because it's... Let me talk about something for a second.
We were talking about something.
I have not left that hard in a long time. I'd like to thank you all for making that possible.
Wait, did you already take the picture?
You, man. I'd like to thank everyone who made that possible.
Did you copy the picture already?
I have not laughed that hard in years.
Well, no, just the comments were just beautiful.
It's hard to get that kind of perspective on your own ass. I mean, let's face it.
Okay, the other mirror is up now.
What is? Why do I picture you?
Yeah, you can hear.
It's time for the news, man.
Yeah. Did you put the webcam back up?
No.
You put it back up.
They're still staring at his ass.
It's torturous.
It's torturous.
He said that.
There we go. Everywhere. All right.
Is
okay.
It working?
Yeah, it will be in 1 second. There we go. Okay. Everyone. We'll love this, and it's time to put this on your desktop. What are they talking about? Nobody says a boot.
They do only in
Toronto.
Newfoundland.
And Newfoundland. Maybe Toronto.
Toronto.
Okay. Here's something for everyone's desktop. This is a mugshot of Bill Gates from 1977.
What for?
It doesn't say, unfortunately. This is from mugshots.org.
He's wearing a fucking ugly shirt.
For 1977, it's not too bad. I mean, you could get away with it now, but it's really bad. Oh, yeah, full on geek.
His front look isn't that bad.
Did you turn down my mic?
I didn't turn down your mic. You probably turned down
myself.
You always do. You always screw around the volumes, and then you bitch about how they're not loud.
It is down. It is down.
What's...
Okay. But the best part of that is that he's got this huge shit-eating grin on his face.
I know,
you know,
it's great.
He knows in the future, you know, 20 years from now, I'm going to own your ass.
This is something that was on Saturday Night Live. I don't regularly like Saturday Night Live at all.
This was the last funny thing they ever did.
Happy Fun Ball. Oh, my God.
It's the Happy Fun Ball. Only $14.95. Warning, pregnant women, the elderly, and children under 10 should avoid prolonged exposure to the Happy Fun Ball. Caution, Happy Fun Ball may suddenly accelerate to dangerous speeds. Happy Fun Ball contains a liquid core, which, if exposed to rupture, should not be touched, inhaled, looked at. Do not use Happy Fun Ball on concrete. Discontinue use of Happy Fun Ball if any of the following occurs. Itching, vertigo, dizziness, tingling in extremities, loss of balance or coordination, slurred speech, temporary blindness, profuse sweating, heart palpitations. If Happy Fun Ball begins to smoke, get away immediately. Seek shelter and cover head. Duck and cover. Happy Fun Ball may stick to certain types of skin. When not in use, Happy Fun Ball should be returned to its special container and kept under refrigeration.
Here it comes.
Failure to do so relieves the makers of Happy Fun Ball, Wacky Products Incorporated, and its parent company, Global Chemical Unlimited, and any and all liability. Ingredients of Happy Fun Ball include an unknown glowing substance which fell to Earth, presumably from outer space. Happy Fun Ball has been shipped to our troops in Saudi Arabia and is also being dropped by our warplanes on Iraq. Do not taunt Happy Fun Ball. Happy Fun Ball comes with a lifetime guarantee. Happy Fun Ball, accept no substitutes.
You know, I remember seeing somebody sick that was, do not taunt Happy Fun Ball.
What is going on?
Did I paste that?
Oh. There we go. Happy Fun Ball.
The first time we heard that, we were actually watching Saturday Night Live, me and Projectile Vomit Man.
Yep.
And we saw that when it came on for the first time. I don't ever recall seeing him lose the ability to breathe before. By the end of that, neither of us could stand. We were laying there on the floor for the entire commercial break.
Just twitching.
Laughing so hard. Happy Fun Ball. That was it. That was the killer. I don't remember too much out after that. Everything was kind of blacked out.
That I find is the only stuff that Saturday Night Live is consistently good for is the like fake commercials.
Yes, I like the fake commercials. I like the clear gravy.
The love toilet.
Oh, that was gross.
The Dobe, the clay car.
Oh, that was awesome. It's Adobe.
Do you remember they did this back in the 80s? It was, you've lived a life of yuppie scum-dum, you know? You're going to hell. That was my favorite because I really wanted it to happen.
They finally did it. Philip Morris admits it. Tobacco giant says publicly that smoking causes cancer.
Wow,
no,
everybody.
Say it isn't so.
Like. Even the really, really, really stupid smokers knew that it caused cancer. It's not like this is going to make any difference.
Can I say something here? When I used to sell cigarettes to stupid people at a gas station,
yes.
I would actually get people, I would hand them a pack of smokes,
yep.
And they would read the warning, and they go,
yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, and they go, I don't want this one. Why? It says smoking can kill you. Well, it's the warning. Can I have a happier warning? What do you mean happier? I don't know. Smoking may cause fetal
problems with pregnancy because I'm a male and I won't get pregnant.
No, females. Females asking me this.
Well, I'm not planning on getting pregnant.
I'm like, well, I said that. I joked about it. Like, well, what if you get pregnant? And she's like,
I'll switch.
She says nobody really reads those things anyway.
Oh.
It's like, but you are.
Well, basically, it opens them up for liability.
Until the concept of secondhand smoke came along, I actually had no problem with people smoking because I knew it caused cancer. I just figured anyone who was dumb enough to smoke, please do it and kill yourself because
right
it would
on.
Be nice to get you off the planet and
That's
make
right.
more room for people with a half a brain.
Yep.
But, you know, once I discovered that, you know, secondhand smoke does actually harm people, I kind of fell into the camp of just hunting them down and killing them, like in herds, with camps and, you know.
Dangerous path you're going down there.
I know, you always say that. What is wrong?
You always say that.
Here's some interesting statistics somebody sent to me. Get to the news. What the hell are you talking about? This is the news.
What kind of
pay attention. There's
who
a
said
test
that?
At the end.
TMC. Who is TMC?
It's the chicken and coma boy.
Oh, why did they say it's not? Oh, whatever. They're crazy. They're on crack. You're all on crack.
What kind of delay are
they? I don't know.
It is Texas.
Okay, we'll go there after, maybe. There's some funny jokes on my website. Plug. We might go there. Probably not, just because it's your website. Theworldvillage.org. Imagine that this webpage is a village. However, this village represents the planet Earth. If we were all to reduce the world population to a village of 1,000 inhabitants, with all existing human ratios remaining the same, then this would be our reality. 520 women to 480 men. Yay! Break it down to 584 Asians, 124 Africans, 84 Latin Americans, 95 Eastern and Western Europeans, 55 Russians, 52 North Americans, 4 Australians, and 2 New Zealanders.
What?
It's crazy. It's a crazy webpage.
Wait, go back up.
I have done this.
Language.
165 out of the 1,000 people would speak Mandarin. 86 would speak English. So we would have a lot of people to talk to. Not a problem. 329 would be Christians.
Woohoo!
178 would be Muslims, and 167 would be non-religious.
Woohoo!
Age and reproduction. 330 of the 1,000 people in their village are children. Only 60
too
people.
Many kids.
Too
on.
Many kids. Only 60 people are over the age 65.
Really?
Under half of the married women in the village have access to contraceptive
Woo-hoo!
Devices. That's bad.
Yeah. 28 new babies born each year.
Around that, you're fine.
Oh.
Go away. Tuna lunch style.
Oh.
You know, you can be beaten.
Wait, go back up. You missed the
Which
mortality.
One? 165 of the 330 children are immunized against infections. 10 people die every year.
28 new babies, but 10
See, this
die
is
every
the kind
year.
Of... 3 from lack of food. Doesn't that make you feel like, why can't we give these people food?
That doesn't make me feel that way.
Okay.
I understand
One
why.
One from cancer and 2 are babies. One person in the village has HIV, but has not developed into AIDS.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking kill them off.
The one person?
Yeah.
Quarantine.
So from that statistic, that would imply that 1,000th or 0.01% of the population in the world actually has HIV.
0.1%.
0.1% has HIV.
In the world.
In the world. I know what that is.
I mean,
I knew, like, for instance, what is it? I'm trying to think. Taiwan, not Taiwan. Singapore, I think it is. Where's Singapore?
Thailand.
Yeah.
Something like over 50% of the people have AIDS.
Yeah, there's that in places in Africa too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have anything else to do. They don't have computers, so they just have sex.
Miscellaneous people. There are 5 soldiers, 7 teachers, 1 doctor.
3 refugees from war.
3 refugees.
The 5 soldiers have caused 3 refugees.
The refugees have all run to one end of the village.
Gay, lesbians, gays, and bisexuals.
Yep.
Okay, is it me or is pretty much everything else their occupation?
Yes. miscellaneous people.
Yeah,
I guess I just
do. I'm a refugee from war. I'm a lesbian. Professional lesbian.
Wait. Refugees aren't... That's not an occupation.
I know. Except for those two.
Okay. Weapons within these borders,
except for 40% of it.
Within these borders of the village, there are several holdings of nuclear weapons. These weapons are controlled by less than 100 of the people. Our village has enough nuclear weaponry to destroy every living thing within the village 3 times.
Less than 100 of the people control the nuclear weapons. Gee, I don't feel like I'm in particular control of nuclear weapons. I don't know anybody.
1 in 10.
Yeah, it's,
half a person in this room controls a nuclear weapon.
That's not very well skewed.
Yeah.
I guess they do, like, North America, like, USA has nuclear weapons. Education and computers. Less than 10 people would have a college education. 200 people can't read. 1 person would have a computer. Mine! It's all mine!
So much for the internet. So.
And this person is probably not connected to the internet. Well, that's probably a good thing, since the internet would make up him.
Seeing as there's only 1,000 people in the village.
He is connected to the internet. He is the internet.
Yeah. If somebody happens to connect to him, then it'd be okay.
Want to see my website?
Assuming... Oh, that's dumb.
My dog on it.
200 of the people have tried marijuana once in their lives. 10% of the teenagers smoke marijuana on a daily basis. 47% of our teenagers smoke or chew tobacco. Okay, wait a sec.
I don't believe those statistics.
What happened? What are they doing with percentages now?
Are there?
Percentages, we don't need to see
weak,
percentages.
Right?
The whole point
470.
Is to see people.
Yeah,
inconsistent,
don't go here.
Yeah, it's not great.
How many teenagers are they? Say 10% of the teenagers. Well, how many fucking teenagers are there?
That's 100.
Well, they said
10% of the teenagers.
That's why they use a percentage.
Because they've already said how many teenagers are above.
No, that's not good enough.
No, they started.
What's the
point 10%
of
the
100
teenagers?
You don't need to know how many people there are if you use
a
percentage.
10% of the
100 teenagers. Yeah.
Well, it started off kind of interesting, and they got bored and lazy.
Okay.
Change it.
I didn't know that the United States had more people than Russia.
Yeah.
I thought Russia had more, just because
it was a bigger country.
No, not because it's a bigger country. Because the way they describe the situation if there was a war between the United States and Russia is that the Russians have mass quantities, which still makes sense. I mean,
no,
because
that was mainly due to the Russian doctrine, which was basically to make up for lacks in technology they had between the West with using more troops and more equipment.
I realized that at
one time, especially during the height of the Cold War, the Soviet Union maintained a standing army that was like twice the entire combined army of NATO.
Okay, but I realized that, but I thought that the reason the Americans didn't do that was because they didn't have enough people.
It's time for a break.
I feel much safer now.
I have one news story you don't have.
Okay, go for it. News story from Proctor.
All right, this comes just a couple of days ago. They announced this in Canada. Agriculture Canada, or whatever the name of the ministry is, had passed a law a year or so ago saying you could not name livestock human names.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, I heard about that.
Because some woman named Stephanie found a cow named Stephanie and took offense and like got a letter writing campaign started.
That's so weak.
But it's real. But you'll all be happy to know it's now legal in Canada once again to name your livestock after humans.
So go ahead. Name your cats. Name your dogs. It's legal now.
Cats aren't livestock in my world, buddy.
I know.
There was another one that was on Wired News that I thought was interesting. It was that the fact that...
Mike, closer your mouth.
It was that...
Mike, there you go.
That,
I know it's gross. But
was it on Wired?
These boys touched it.
No, or was it on Slashdot? But anyways, it was a news story that... Microsoft is lobbying for budget cuts to the Department of Justice. Department of Justice, of course, being the department which is handling the massive antitrust investigation against Microsoft.
Where is Microsoft coming off saying budget cuts? Budget cuts.
What the hell?
Because that is the way the wonderful American system works with basically
lobbying.
Anybody can lobby it. That's the problem. You see...
all of these things, most lobbying, is actually could be construed as a conflict of interest to anybody who had a brain. However, if it was not for lobbying, most of these crooked-ass fucking politicians wouldn't make their money. So,
are they going to make the law first and go, oh, that was conflict of interest. Silly ass.
So to all those Americans, and actually all the Canadians out there that are listening to my voice, when various laws come up that basically talk for various campaign reform within your area, vote for them. Actually pay attention and vote for them. That's my little soapbox. That's
and that was what are you doing? You don't know. You don't take it out. You just put it in the top. It's time for a break. So shut up.
Channel. For years, he's amazed and delighted millions with his musical genius. Jan Fee, master of the pan flute. No one has ever played the pan flute like Zhang Fei. And now you can experience Zhang Fei in a totally new way, with a totally new sound, on a totally new instrument. The versatile musical genius of Zhang Fei comes alive again in Zhang Fei, master of the skin flute. Yes, Zhang Fei is smoking on the skin flute. You'll be mesmerized by the deep, throaty sounds of the skin flute. No one can make a skin flute do the thing that Zhang Fei can. Zhang Fei, master of the skin flute. He chose to.
Have we all been good this week?
Well, you know.
We have someone graduating tonight. I'm sure he will be an inspiration to us all. Tell us how much you lost, Clint.
80 pounds.
Oh!
Thank you.
80 pounds. That's wonderful. And you're keeping it off with the diet?
Well, mainly with the substitutions.
The substitutions.
Yeah, you know, one milk portion equals one scotch. One bread portion equals one scotch.
But Clint, what about your balance, your fruits and your vegetables?
Bloody Mary and a stick of celery.
Well, the point is, you've done it, Clint.
Yeah.
And could you tell us your secret?
My secret? You people here were my secret. Anytime I felt like giving up, I thought of you people here.
Oh.
You gave me the impetus. Because, quite frankly, you people are fat. You people are disgustingly fat. You roly-poly porkers really make me puke.
No, please, you can't say that.
Oh, go, yeah, keep on talking so I can see where your mouth is.
You used to be fat, too.
Yeah, so I couldn't say anything, but now I'm thin, I can tell you gluttons off. There's so much sweat in this room, I have salt stains on my hush puppies.
We are trying to change.
Oh, please don't say the word change. The thought of you hippos sliding in and out of your polyester tarpaulins is enough to make my oatmeal hit the wall.
The important thing is that people care enough to come to these meetings.
The only reason people come to these meetings is this place has double doors.
I don't think that's funny.
Well, I don't care what you think, little Lotta. Anyone with no discernible neck is not allowed to have an opinion.
You're no better than us.
No, but I'm thinner. The hairs on your head are an inch apart. To find your knees, you have to check for the indent. And look at your feet. Okay, trick question. But take it from me, your ankles are drooping over the sides of your shoes. And you, the Mama Cass impersonator.
I'm very proud of the weight I've lost. I'm now down to a size 13.
A size 13 what? Battleship? And stop pointing those bow guns at me.
That's not much of an attitude, Clint.
Yeah, but that's how I did it. Anytime I felt like chowing down, I thought of you butterballs, how your backs spill over your chairs. It was inspirational, and I really, really want to thank you all.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Don't talk to me. I don't talk to fat people anymore. I mean, my God, some of you have dimples on your noses. No, I'm through with this. Now I'm joining AA.
Sounds like you're aiming to be perfect.
Well, if I ever do become perfect, am I ever going to tell God what I think of him?
Now back to the What the Hell Show with M&M's and Dr. Pepper 2. M&M's are good.
M&M's are real good.
Dr. Pepper's good, too.
Yep, we don't have any of that this week.
Well, now Drex is crying. When you
grab the, you people are fat from the Frantics, did you also get...
Frantics.
Yep. Did you also get the You Scare the Shit Out of Me?
Yes, I did.
That is my favorite part on that whole album.
You like that song? That was a pretty good song. We might play that a little bit later. It's time for Movie Man. Because it's around 10 o'clock, and this is when we usually interrupt his movie that he's watching.
Oh, he's got a movie that I can't hear because I haven't seen it.
This is bad. Hi, you're phoning in really early on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Donkey Man. Oh, sorry. It is Brother Neela.
Okay, Brother Neela, we will let it go. So what's up?
What the funk, baby? What the hell?
Oh, hey, do you have something to say?
I have lots to say.
Is it, like, relevant to life, or is it to do with the show?
It's to do with the show.
I don't know if he's actually listening to the show.
Well, yeah, but that's just it. Doesn't matter. If he was calling in to something relevant to life.
Well, we better make the phone busy. People are really quick on the phone, so we better make it busy. And we're going to do a movie man.
Professional asshole.
Where's the movie man? There it is.
Sorry, he's not a professional. He's merely a gifted amateur.
Who here says I'm an asshole? I am totally not an asshole.
Movie man.
Hello. Hello, movie man.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing this week?
Just fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
So...
First of all, we have an update on the chicken.
Oh, okay. Well, we sort of have one, too. Is yours, like, really new?
As of today.
Oh.
Well, that's newer than mine.
Okay, that's newer than Dax. Okay, go for it.
Okay, he's still stranded in Texas.
Okay, yep.
They are trapped. The Jeep is dead. They cannot start looking for the parts until tomorrow when everything opens, considering the fact that they were supposed to leave this morning.
Yep.
They have no idea when they're getting back.
Wow. Okay, well, that is the same news that we have.
Okay.
We're going to do a full story a little bit later on that.
All right.
That was the full story.
That was the full story. Okay, we will do a full story later. That was the full story. Okay, very cool.
That was Tales of the Chicken.
Tales of the Chicken. So, you have movies this week.
I do.
Excellent.
I have actually a couple. Okay. I went and saw Fight Club.
Oh,
whoa. Okay, just a second. I'm going to leave the room.
Okay.
Drex is going to leave the room because he doesn't... No, don't do that. Leave the room.
Okay.
Okay, go for it.
First of all, the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Okay.
Second rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Yep.
They're really strict on that. Surprisingly good movie.
Yeah.
I find that Brad Pitt is actually bearable as long as he's not playing the pretty boy character.
Yeah.
All the movies that I've actually enjoyed him in would be like...
Seven.
12 Monkeys.
Yep.
Stuff like that.
12 Monkeys he was really good in. I like that.
This definitely falls into the good category. Edward Norton is amazing.
Yep.
I think he's like our generation's like De Niro type guy.
Yep.
Not quite that caliber yet, but he is definitely an actor to watch. Movie is basically about couple of guys develop Fight Club.
Yep.
It's basically underground bare-knuckle fighting.
Yep.
And it's
And that's what they do.
That's what they do.
They fight. Okay, well, Drex is, like, freaking out here, so we'll move on to the next movie. It was a good movie. Okay.
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 Next
okay,
movie is...
Drex. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
American Beauty.
Okay.
How is that?
Yeah, another really good movie. The last couple of movies I've seen, I've been really impressed with.
Excellent.
American Beauty, Kevin Spacey, is, like, my new hero.
Yeah, oh, he's awesome.
Do no wrong. It's a drama about a guy basically going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
His wife is this controlling freak show of a woman, Annette Bening, and it's him going from this frumpy loser who basically just is walked on by his work and his family and his friends and everybody to taking a stand and developing a spine.
Yep.
And it's all because he gets a look at his daughter's best friend who he develops the thing for.
Uh-huh.
He figures, hey, if I can get myself all buffed up and being cool, she'll like me.
Midlife crisis.
Which is kind of sad considering the fact that she's only like 16, 17. Good performances by all. Only two real drawbacks to the movie would be, one, they paint kind of a nasty picture of the U.S. Marines.
Yeah.
And two, the two girls in it both have nude scenes which really aren't that appropriate because they're not really necessary to the movie. And even though the actresses are of age, the characters weren't.
Uh-huh.
So it just kind of...
iffy, kind of...
Yeah, it kind of makes you get that...
uncomfortable feeling.
Uncomfortable, and, dirty old man feeling.
Although you're saying that as though it's bad... I think many of our listeners are hearing it as though it's good.
I think I've just increased the movie's weekend take by
at least 20 or more.
Oh, yeah. So those would be the two big movies that I've seen, and they are both two big thumbs up.
Yep.
If I had to pick one of the two, I'd probably go to Fight Club.
Yeah.
And really? It's a movie that you're going to want to see twice.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't expect it to be that good.
Don't talk about it too much.
Drex doesn't want to hear about it anymore.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thanks for the reviews.
No problem at all.
Once again.
All right.
And say what the hell, and we'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
All right. Excellent.
Excuse me.
Proctor would like to know how old the candy canes are.
Oh, well, they're chewy.
At least a year.
Proctor made the mistake of chomping into one of these candy canes.
Did you tie it in a knot?
Right in the middle of movie cast. And he's, like, laughing.
Microphone.
That's what I did last week.
Take it up there.
Well, let's see.
No, a candy cane might be
I've never bought candy canes. And the last person who lived in his house that did buy candy canes was 3 years ago this Christmas.
These are three years old?
Yes, those candy canes are 3 years old, at least. At least.
Don't worry, sugar doesn't.
Okay, I'll take a picture. Wait, keep it going. There's a picture of the candy cane that's all curled up. Yes.
I can't complain. I ate fish, etc.
Yes, you ate fish, etc. You've never seen that.
No, and I do not want to.
Oh, you'd like
this, Kevin. Okay, when I watched that video, I almost threw up.
Yes,
and I didn't smell or taste anything.
We made this. We might as well explain to the viewers because Enki will never actually upload anything anymore to Rant TV. So we might as well explain it. No, oh, it takes forever. Last thing he uploaded was eons ago.
Poorly motivated.
Well, he's motivated, but he just doesn't do anything. If that makes sense. He's motivated at first.
Video clips since like last July.
Yeah.
One of them was mine.
Yes. So, I said for Proc... Okay,
what is it?
The other one, it's basically a side project which involves a couple of the Bare Naked Ladies. They intentionally went for the cheap, bad movie look. Cheap, bad video look.
Spectre, I'm going to kick you off the IRC if you keep advertising. Bad! No more! You'll get advertisement on the webpage, so give it up. Gentle G, he made it.
Hey, GG.
Yep. So what we did for Proctor... It was sort of a bet. It's a favor. Give that man a mic. Because he has to follow along with this.
Defend himself.
Well, we did
do it again. It was fun.
What we did for him is we made these four bowls of Doom up.
I try not to puke, though.
And
okay, wait. Why don't you upload them then?
I don't know.
You're not retarded.
I could learn it, but I don't have time enough
to
update the webpage.
You know
what? I
wouldn't be terribly sad if this never made it to Rant TV.
It's 45 minutes long.
It's too much. We're not going to make it that long.
No, you'd clip it down.
Have you edited it yet?
No.
That's your job, right?
Yes.
So don't blame Enki when you haven't even edited it yet.
I had like 4 gigs of video on this computer for 4 months. Or however long I've got this computer set up. Yeah, I did not pollute any of it. So I just deleted it like last week.
Duh! Why didn't you say something? I would have done it. I would have figured out how to do it, and I would have done it.
Yeah. Anyway, continue explaining.
4 bowls. Do you remember what was in the 4 bowls? I was going to pay him $5 bucks each bowl. But he did it for free. Well, actually, he did it for a CD.
You were going to pay me $5?
That's what I said.
Each
bowl.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's too late now.
Well, I got a cool CD.
No, not $5.
Very cool
$5
CD.
Each bowl.
Each bowl.
Okay.
So, can you remember what was in the bowls? You ate it, so.
Sure. The first one was called Fudge.
Fudge surprise.
Oh,
no, fudge.
Just fudge.
Just fudge.
And it was... Okay, everything in these bowls is absolutely edible by themselves.
By themselves.
Yeah.
People eat these things.
Except the tamarind.
Well, people eat that, too. But.
Okay, did you know there's tamarind fruit in HP sauce?
Yep.
I don't need
Bob. Bob discovered that.
Okay.
Yep, there were some people here a couple weeks ago. They chowed down on the tamarind.
I'm sorry. Were they marinated in coffee before you had them? That's how mine were. Remember, you marinated in cold coffee.
No. I just had the tamarind.
Yeah, marinated in cold coffee. That was not. That was one of the bowls.
The tamarind fruit isn't so bad. It's the fact that they decided to put it in sugar and salt. Like, hello.
Yeah, well, that's the natural.
Sounds great.
So... Gross. That was on the Gross Candy. The tamarind is on the Gross Candy webpage.
That's where I got it.
Yeah, their favorite.
But the actual fudge just contained like a whole lot of really really rich chocolatey shit and some like margarita mix. What the margarita mix was in fish, etc. What was it? It was grenadine.
Grenadine.
Yeah, you soaked it in grenadine. And all I had to do was eat about half of each bowl. And I fudge I didn't have a problem on.
Yeah, it was chocolate icing with maple syrup all over it and
grenadine. I want a couple of maraschino cherries thrown in.
Can't be any worse than that. I'm over
it. It was
pretty
really
much,
sweet.
Pretty much. Fudge was easy. Fudge was like the trick that made me go, "Oh, this isn't going to be hard." There was another one called Floaty Things, which was the tamarind fruit in the cold coffee. Okay, that was the second bowl. Sim thought I'd be able to get through that. He thought the worst one would be creamy surprise.
Yep.
Okay, the four were fudge, floaty things, fish, etc., and creamy surprise. But the problem was, I started gagging on floaties. So I'm like, I said to him, I'm coming back to floaties. I'm going to move on to fish, etc. Strangely enough, the tuna fish, raw egg,
did you make them stop?
Key lime margarita mix, and something else actually went down all right.
It was gross.
But
the dripping egg.
He's looking at me like in disbelief that this one isn't getting me.
Frog in Beach? What is that?
You were disgusted when you're reading it. You're just comparing it to the tamarinds. It was nasty, 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 but it wasn't as nasty as the other stuff.
The what?
But
Frog and Beach.
But I could make
heard
it.
Of the
I could
crunchy
make it.
Frog.
I didn't really feel the gag reflex on the fish.
Yeah,
center.
Crunchy frog candy
floaty.
Thing. Or the...
Had I known what was in Cream Surprise, I would have immediately chucked. But I didn't figure out that the white residue around the bowl was actually curdled male / milk, whatever. Among other things, but see that he made the mistake of putting dill weed in it, which made it taste not half bad. But. Then I got back to tamarind.
I couldn't find male mix. I couldn't find it.
Things got messy.
I think I deleted male mix. I think somebody else deleted
it. I didn't delete it, but I am quite pleased that it is missing, I must say.
Where is it? There's meow.
Oh, bloody hell!
Yay! It's restored to its original location. So it's time to play.
What are you doing?
Meow mix.
What did you do with all those files? You deleted them or you put them on a CD?
Before we go, I have a question for all of our listeners out there. I want to know what story you want to hear. You have two choices.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get to that next.
Okay.
Yep.
You have the Gross Hospital story choice of...
No.
You just deleted them.
Yes, they're still on original tapes, but I deleted them.
You remember tapes.
Tapes?
non-digital format.
Yes, it does.
Okay, like I said, I have a choice. So all our listeners can answer this. Do you want to hear Gross Hospital's story of the only gunshot wound I ever saw, or do you want to hear the worst injury I ever saw a security guard get, and it wasn't me?
So it's worst injury or...
Or bullet wound.
Bullet wound. Okay, vote now.
Vote early, vote often.
Vote early, vote often. Here's Meow Mix.
New Meow Mix from Purina. The cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best. Tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
We're actually going to play one more song before that. Gary Coleman, he probably deleted it. Drex probably deleted Gary Coleman.
No, I didn't delete it.
Okay. Because you can't delete that. La la la. Do you know what is it called? Where does it start with?
Dr. Demento one.
Dr. Demento. Because I'm a blonde? No. There it is.
Dead puppy. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Maybe 1 week.
Honky rhythm tracks. To play honky rhythm tracks.
There we
tracks
go. Honky rhythm tracks. I'll go fetch it from the other room for the next break. Okay, before we go to Gross Hospital stories, this is related. Remember last week we did a little poll. What's your favorite thing and what's your worst favorite thing on the What the Hell show? And here are the responses that I got out of it. Subjacent says, you're the bestest station in the whole wide world.
Bestest station in the whole wide world.
Lord Sith said, Gross Hospital stories.
Woohoo!
And Projectile Feces Man says, hell is my favorite. This is most of these don't make sense because of the caliber of listeners that we have. Yeah. But
we salute our listeners.
I hate the dumb music,
Mort Sith says. Critical S says, Gross Hospital stories. Anti-Raver Sediment says, my favorite thing is the Anti-Raver Sediment. Sentiment, not sediment. Projectile Feces Man, listening to Jackal make an ass of himself. Shazbort says, best equals Gross Hospital stories. Worst is too many Canadians.
Hey,
well, we've tried to cut down on the Canadians here, but it's really hard.
Considering we got.
Yeah. Dreamstalker says, the best thing is you all kick ass. The worst thing is the time is too short. Actually says, too short. with 1 O, T O S O R T. Projectile Vomit Man says favorite equals free food, as we have here every week, candy, usually.
Don't eat the candy canes.
The least favorite is a sneaky bastard who stuck the Skittles in with the M&Ms a few weeks back. Well, that would be me. Gloom Bunny says, my favorite thing is, the show. My least favorite thing is, the fact that the second server keeps going off and on. Well, that's Anki's fault. You can yell at him. But he's not here. Is Gloom Bunny here? Yeah, she is. She's just been really quiet. Oh, there she is.
I like dead puppies.
Hey, new photo. What do you mean? Okay, it's time for Gross Hospital Stories. Well, not just yet, because we have to play the promo. La la la. Promo. Gross Hospital Stories.
We're so wasting time.
Here it is.
Now, once again, it's time for Gross Hospital Stories.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
I found it!
I love it!
Gary Coleman pops up in the damnedest place.
That boy's career just will not die. Okay, Gross Hospital Story for week 42. As our listeners apparently want to hear the worst security guard injury I ever saw that didn't happen to me. As some of you may have been paying attention for the last few weeks, I spent 5 years. How many years?
Five years.
Working at a hospital as a security guard. And in that time, I got to see a whole bunch of gross and disgusting things. Well, this one week, we had a patient came in who was psychotic. That's the nicest way to put it. I don't really know the clinical diagnosis for him, but he was psychotic. Very, very fucked up. We sedated him. We pushed the usual 10-in-1. That's 10 of Ativan. One of Ativan and 10 of Haldol. Haldol being vitamin H, which I love because when you give this to most people, they'd normally quiet down and go to sleep, and that'd be good because that would mean I wouldn't have to work. However, for this freak boy, he didn't decide to go down. He just kept bouncing around, and I think I mentioned him a couple weeks ago where I said that we spent 8 hours on this guy with him just flipping out, and every hour and a half we would go in, fight with the guy, wrestle him to the ground, and push another 10-in-1 with an IM, either in his shoulder or in his ass. And he would just not calm down. So we're going on, and finally he's like flipped out, and he is slamming into the door. And he's doing this hard enough that the door's starting to break. This is a secure door. It's inside our little secure room, which is the concrete version of a rubber room. And he is smashing up against the door.
Did you tell this last week?
I told part of this last week. Okay. I didn't mention the injury that went along with it.
Oh, I see. You split them up and pretend they're two stories.
I was mentioning something else about basically people. Just the other, that's what it, this came up, and I kind of remembered it. So anyhow, he is smashing against the door. Die, gentle G. So he is smashing against the door, and we're trying to hold the door flush so it doesn't break. And he busts the lock. Now the door is popped open, and the only reason the door is not flying open with his net case coming out is the fact that you have four security guards leaning up against it. So he's kicking against it and kicking against it, and the door slips out. And my partner, Rick Smith, whose hand is on the edge of the door, his pinky slips into the door jamb. And all of our weight pushes back on the door, and he lets out a scream. So he pulls his hand back, and his pinky is twisted and broken, and the finger bones that run up the length of his pinky have shattered and are sticking through the skin. Like shards of broken glass.
Did
any of your guards lose it?
No, we basically just, like, we kept holding on. At that point, he got out of there and he went to go get service.
Like,
and
finger bad, but this psycho's still at us.
So he pulled it out. The doctor grabbed him and basically immediately took him in to give him some shots to kill the pain and also to begin setting the pinky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The kind of best part that went along with that story is Rick calls up the office for the company that we work for, because though we did work at the hospital, we actually were working for a company whose name shall be contracted for a company by the name of Burn Security. By the way, if you have any dealings with them in real life, please piss on their guards and shoot their management. Rick told him that he'd like had just shattered his hand and needless to say would not be into work. They told him to come in. It was only your pinky. You don't need that for working, do you?
How nice of them.
I would have gone to work.
No. Basically, he did show up.
I would have, too.
No, he showed up for work, and he basically then got the union rep down there and got to basically a six-week paid vacation from the company as part of the settlement.
Wow.
Yeah. But that was the worst. That was the worst injury.
Gentle
I've ever
G thought. Says I have the medical term from last week.
What was the medical term?
Let's all sit here and wait. Broken glass fingers.
No, you can see the girl on the left. Well, fucking congratulations.
Woohoo!
Hi.
Oh, it's time for Oh, we have to zoom out the camera. It's time for something. It's time for the movie quotes. If somebody could zoom out the camera and readjust it so it's nice and. Zoomy
down. Go back to the thing. I want to see if he knows what the...
It's... Would that be a finger bang?
Oh!
That's really bad, just in case.
Terminally constipated. Terminally constipated? Yeah, that would work.
Yes. No.
Where?
Either at the front or by the back.
There's two of them.
It's the little toggle at the top, black... And you have it. Yeah,
that's my gross hospital story. Next week's gross hospital story will be the gunshot.
The gunshot. Far. Near. Far. So we're going to go to another song, and then we're going to do the movie quotes of the week. And what should we play? Should we play... Oh, I'll get that. Make up dirty words.
Instead of Proctor, we should call you Grover.
Near,
far.
Okay, what should we play? Everyone in here vote. Cows with Guns, Worshippers Are Us, Make Up Dirty Words, You Scare the Shit Out of Me.
You Scare the Shit Out of Me.
Okay, good vote. One person's
vote. I would have gone with Cows with Guns, but I tried that.
We did that last week.
Cows with Guns.
Cows with Guns, really long.
You'll like You Scare the Shit Out of Me.
Caribou or man-eating bees.
Man-eating bees? That would scare me.
Or early morning breath. But you scared the shit out of me. You were the best woman I ever met. You could run.
I drew the cover art.
Skeet, shoot, and dance.
I got that tape.
I remember the time you bore a woman and died. And I.
Which one? I only have one. I have the one with the picture of the.
Yeah.
It was drawn in color?
Yeah. Blue and...
The last time I saw
it's going to cost us like $100.
Face to face, you said you seem so alone, let me take you home. Won't you come with me? Back to my place. I said no, you scared the shit out of me. You scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Where can I see the listener pictures, he says.
You can see the listener.
Don't tell them. Because they're going to move.
That girl on the left.
That's awesome.
And there's a girl on the left.
And then he can sit on the right to really fuck him.
We've got a new name for Aaron. It's that girl on the left.
She's now known as that girl on the left.
Hi, I'm on the left.
And who named her? Lord Heresy, maybe? Just about everyone on there.
Just stupid people.
Stupid people.
The joys of working EMS. Yes. Yes, Coma Boy would understand. He is a paramedic.
So we've got... Proctor has insisted that I play this track, and Aaron.
The girl on the left
has insisted that I play this track. I was in a band quite a while ago, so 94 or 95. It's not awesome. It's called Honky Rhythm Tracks.
I did the cover art.
Yeah, Aaron did the cover art. That girl on the left did the cover art. You can purchase this tape. No, you can't.
No, you
just
can't.
Kidding.
Mail order.
We don't want you to. What if some gal came and sat even further left?
Too bad.
I beat the shit out of her.
That's... Oh. See, Gentle G's always good for some wry wit.
I wouldn't mind some rye.
Some rye? I don't have any rye, but we've got some rum. Tasty, tasty rum.
No, bad rum.
Bad rum. It's not time to phone in.
It's not time to phone in.
Oh, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Houston Rules.
Who is
that? Is Bloom Bunny?
No, it's the Chicken and Coma Boy.
Woohoo!
Oh, wow. Well, I guess we'll let you talk because you're, like, stranded or something.
Well, yeah, we're making the best of a shitty situation.
All right, cough up the story.
Right, we're driving down here, fucking hell-bent for leather. We leave at 2 o'clock or 6 o'clock, rather, on Tuesday evening. We drive straight. All the way down, we cross, like, 7 states. Just to let everybody else know, Utah is the carrion capital of the world. There's 2 jobs for people in Utah. You farm dirt, or you work the highways. That is it. That's what you do. All across America, in every state, everybody is working the roadways. And because of the truckers, because the truckers keep America alive. This is another big thing here. So anyways, we get shitty gas in Wyoming. I mean, we're doing like 60 up the mountain. We're just fucked, right? Like, if that's like 60 clicks, like not miles, okay? Everybody is like passing by. It's like, you wouldn't believe. There's like 5 lanes going uphill. Mike and I are just cursing a blue streak, right? So, I mean, when we get this, we're finding out we have to put in like the high octane gas because American gas sucks compared to Canadian gas, right? And for every tank of gas that we fill up with, we have to put in like gas treatment and fuel injector cleaner. So this is getting to be an expensive venture. So fine, we finally burn off the bad gas. We make it to about 2.5 hours outside of Houston. And we're pulling into this little gas station, Mike's trying to crash out. Now, just to give everybody an idea of like how fucking bad this has been, the entire country is filled with windstorms. Mike and I didn't have an easy time coming down here at all. Like, there was nothing but, like, 70-mile-an-hour gusts everywhere we went, every single state.
Wow.
So the Jeep is rattling back and forth, making a racket. The hardtop's pulling off, flying back and forth sideways. None of us can get any sleep. At this point, no shit, in, like, the time that we've been driving, we have got, between us, maybe 2.5 hours sleep on and off, not all at once.
Oh.
We get down to the Lost Highway, I-87. Now, I know Zach and Chris King, the ringleader, have had their moment of listening, you know, to Sorrow as the sun was coming up. No. You can't top the Lost Highway soundtrack on I-87. It was fucking brutal. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to talk to you about this one, but I'll give you all the details when we get back home. It was just fucked, okay? Bent. Like, to give you an example, they give you, like, the one of those little road signs that says bump. And you travel down for half a mile, and then there's the bump.
Just so you don't get bored.
That's American brain processing time. They have to spell it out in their heads.
Exactly. So we get down past I-87, like, somehow, okay? Yeah, into Amarillo. And I'm so fucking tired at this point, I can't even say Amarillo. I'm saying, like, oh, God, Armadillo and Amaretto and, like, everything else. I can't even tell you my own name at this point, right? We actually have to pull off into, like, this little shitty strip mall area and try to catch, like, an hour or two's worth of sleep. We haven't showered at all. We're living outside of a Jeep for 2.5 days. We're just, it's rank. Bad, right? So finally we get ourselves composed. We hit, like, an all-services truck stop station. We, like, totally get cleaned up. I mean, you got to thank the Romans for running water. That's all I've got to say. God praise the Romans. So we finally get cleaned up, throw on the Hawaiian shirts, boom, we pull into this little town called Buffalo. It's just south of Dallas, right?
You suck, Paco.
And actually, we were by Dallas at that point. Yeah, so we're about halfway between Dallas and Houston at this point. So I pull off the road to gas up because we're about half a tank. Right-hand turn, the Jeep dies. Okay. Turn it over. Nothing. Turn it over again. Nothing. People behind us are lining up off the off-ramp, right?
off-ramp? Oh.
Exactly, right? So we're like, okay, better push this fucking thing off, like, the side of the road. And, like, we pulled in, like, the Jeep died, like, 80 feet from a gas station. It's actually a gas station bar barbecue shack, so we're okay, right? So we have to, like, wait 10 or 15 minutes. We get the thing turned over. Big clouds of black smoke coming out the ass end of the Jeep. We're like, oh, this is bad. So we have to push it into the parking lot of the gas station there, and lo and behold, our savior Anthony the tow truck driver shows up. Yeah, with a cost, okay? Anthony is this wicked black guy from Texas, right? Southern drawl and all the rest of it. We finally make the decision, we have to, like, get ourselves towed down to, like, Houston, right? 2.5 hours later, at the cost of, like, $300 American.
Ooh, American.
Yeah, because, you know, when you drop that much money on a tow, you expect to be able to blow something up, but you don't. You just get your vehicle taken somewhere, right?
Take it for a ride.
Yeah, take it for a ride.
$450 Canadian.
Yeah, for a 2.5 hour, hour long tow. Now, he was really nice about it, because he was feeding us barbecue ribs out of the back of his truck and stuff like that. It was awesome. He's a nice guy, but he's also he's still a crook, and he's still an opportunist, because he sees dumb white guys from British Columbia and decides to take advantage of us, masking it under Southern hospitality. But, to be honest with you, we would have been utterly fucked if he hadn't been there, so. But another word for tow truck drivers is vultures at this place.
So,
yeah, pretty much. So anyways, we get all the way down here, finally meet up with our friends. And fortunately, they live, half a block, about 2 blocks away from a Jeep dealership. This is a good thing. So we get here on, like, the Thursday night. Mike and I are fucked completely, right? Stay up for a while talking with our friends. We sleep the next day for, like, 12.5 hours. So we finally get down there, get to the dealership. We drive down in their vehicle. The guy, we start talking to the guys. They said, sure, no problem. We'll arrange a tow truck to tow it down the 2 blocks. An hour later, and a $55 hookup charge to take a vehicle 2 blocks.
Oh.
You should have fucking pushed it.
Yeah, we should have. That was the option. Had we known that, because down here nothing is really regulated, they weren't accepting, like, AAA or BCAA. So, pull up $55 more for the towing charge. They bring it down to the shop, and it's like, the shop closes at like 6. At like 5:30, we find out the carburetor's gone. And, well, they've stopped manufacturing carburetors about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh.
And there's also the big thing that's like, oh, wait a minute, this is a Canadian Jeep in metric standards, not imperial standards of the States. So, their parts department was shut down for the entire weekend. And tomorrow, they're going to have to start phoning around, seeing if anybody in the area has got a metric carburetor. And if not, they'll probably have to bring one down from Canada.
Oh.
So, we're going to Galveston tomorrow, walking along the Gulf of Mexico, white sands and palm trees and stuff like that. So, it's going to be a good day tomorrow, but it's probably going to be expensive. And I had to phone up at work and explain to them, like, why I wasn't going to be there, you know, back in time for my shift. And I don't know that my assistant manager was really too pleased with me, but, you know, what can you do?
Too bad for him.
Yeah, you're stranded in Texas.
We're pretty much pooched, but we'll see what goes on.
They're understanding. Sean Kay and I were there today.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, we talked. Okay, that's cool. We talked to them.
Right on.
And verified the fact that you are actually stranded in Texas.
If you were, that's still one hell of a
Well, I totally appreciate that, bud, because my department manager and assistant manager I was talking to said, well, make sure you get a tan or something when you come back up, and it's like 31 degrees out here.
Oh.
So
according to Gloom Bunny, there is no white sand. It's yellow.
Yellow sand.
Well, I've actually heard conflicting reports that it's yellow also, but I guess we're going to find out tomorrow.
Y-E-L-L-O, yellow.
No palm trees either.
No palm trees either. You've been deceived.
But I gotta say, like, Houston is amazing. It's like the fourth largest city in the United States.
Wow.
They're light years ahead of us when it comes to the roadways. People actually out here are pretty uneducated about Canada, but they're really polite. There's a wicked Mexican place down here called Ninfa's. Like, the best food ever.
Ninfa's?
Hmm?
What's it called?
Ninfa's.
Ninfa's.
Ninfa's. Yeah, you eat there once, you become a nymphomaniac. Bum-bum-bum. So anyways, but it's actually been, like, a really good time. Like, a really good time. And our friends that we're staying with down here, like, totally showing us, like, you know, all around and driving us all over Hell's Half Acre. Like, it takes over an hour to drive from one side of Houston to the other.
Wow.
That's how fucking big it is.
That's a pretty big city.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Everything is bigger in Texas.
We're the Alamo.
But, no, it's a completely different culture down here.
TMC.
Like, completely different.
The TMC told us to ask you about your hair.
Oh, God, that was a surprise. I sort of changed my appearances, so I don't know if I should go any more from there or whether or not I should show you guys when I come back.
Well, you'll have to show us.
Yeah, well, you'll have to see it regardless anyway.
Okay.
But maybe I'll just leave it as a surprise.
Okay, okay. Who is TMC?
That would be myself and the Coma Boy.
Ah, okay.
I told you.
Okay. Yeah. But so, somebody said it wasn't or something. I don't know.
Where are you then?
Where are we right now?
Yeah.
We are at Crossroads Drive Place. It's Limestone Ranch is the name of the building, and we're right downtown Houston pretty much. So.
And what are you, in an internet cafe or something?
No, no. We're at we're in Livingston's home.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So we don't even have to stay at some shitty little two-bit hotel. We've got, like, this totally wicked pad here. So, and tons of food, tons of junk food, and, like, pop of beer and cold pizza. And
have they fed you chips as, like, food yet?
When
we visited our friends in the States, they gave us our meal and chips like it was food.
Oh, we got, like, a big bowl full of candy in front of us and tons of pop and, like...
No, no, I mean, like, I'm eating my meal.
Oh, you're eating your
and
meal.
Here's some chips to eat with your meal.
As
you
a
put
side
it on your
dish.
Plate, because chips are food.
No, we haven't got that yet. Not yet.
One time, they fed us popcorn for dinner. Let's have popcorn for dinner.
Who did this?
This was when we were visiting our friends in the States. Yeah, let's
explain
just make popcorn.
So
let's have popcorn for dinner.
Popcorn for dinner?
And, like, they're rich. They got this big house, tons of horses, and a big... Big barn, they're rich, and they're feeding us popcorn for dinner.
When Frito-Lay sponsors
that's weak, dude.
Economics course in
high school. Here for Dr. Pepper straight from the factory.
What was that?
Yeah.
That was a can opening.
Everybody here drinks Dr. Pepper and wears Dr. Pepper shirts, too.
Woohoo! Oh,
can
really?
Can you get me a Dr. Pepper shirt?
If we can find some more, yeah. I've seen a lot of people driving them or wearing them and stuff like that.
Really? There's that many that you've noticed that people are wearing a lot of Dr. Pepper shirts?
There's billboards everywhere, like semi-trailers with nothing but like Dr. Pepper machines. There is no Pepsi machines. There's just Dr. Pepper and Coke machines everywhere.
Wow.
I want to live there.
I want to live there, too. No more Pepsi.
It's really cool, actually. Like, everything, and I mean... Everything is open 24 hours down here.
Not what did you say about Dr. Pepper?
It's everything.
Not in the States.
Not in the States. It's a Coke product in the States.
It's independent, but in Canada it's distributed by Pepsi, and in the States, it's in certain parts of the States anyways, I guess it's distributed by Coke.
Oh, and we're bringing back something for somebody. Is Angus there?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's never here.
We're bringing back potted meat product.
No.
Oh.
Potted meat product.
I know it. Get it away.
I know it, too.
It's more evil than Super Fun Ball.
Oh, have you been...
Potted meat... Yeah, Libby's potted meat product is actually has the foulest thing I've seen on the stage down here.
Touch it.
Hey, were you putting those stickers everywhere and taking pictures?
We actually, on the way down here, we were so pressed for time because we had a deadline that we actually didn't have a chance.
Weak!
Did you get well,
we still have them all
by.
And stuff like that, but as soon as we haven't had a chance to really drive around ourselves.
Did you get a chance to stop
it? So,
did you stop by Columbine?
No, we actually we hit Colorado by about 5 o'clock in the evening or so. We didn't come very close to it, so we like drove all the way through Colorado, all the way through Denver, which is a wicked city by
Fresh
the way.
Dr. Pepper.
Like even though we couldn't see much of it, imagine cross Vancouver and Seattle together.
Ooh.
And make it freaking huge. Like you're on the main road or the highway, and you go through Denver, and it doesn't stop. It's awesome. Like, totally awesome. So.
What stickers? Oh, we sent some stickers down with Chicken and Coma Boy to slap on every city sign that they passed by. But I guess it was quite a rush to get down there.
Yeah.
And
the other thing is, even like we would have had to like really divert ourselves to find Columbine High. And to be honest with you, sticking a sticker on, like, Columbine High, I think www.radio.com with all of our pictures on it and stuff like that, probably be a bad thing. So, you know,
no, it wouldn't. Like, they can never prove it.
That's
we're
true.
In Langley. How did we do that?
There's lots of sites to see in Colorado.
Well, we put the feds on our case anyways, but we'll see. We're actually probably taking a different route back home again.
Okay. Well, give it a try. Try and at least do a couple or whatever you can.
Stick those stickers somewhere, boy.
You have plenty of places in Houston.
You got all day tomorrow.
And I don't mean in the garbage.
No. They won't be in the garbage. So, but no, there's the. We'll see if we can get out. We've actually had a couple of days here to sort of get around and take care of stuff and all the rest of it. So, but we'll see tomorrow if we can stick something on Galveston and all the rest of it. But the problem is here, everybody carries guns.
Ah.
And that's a problem?
Walmart supercenters have guns. Gas stations have guns.
They sell guns?
You can buy them there?
In Dallas, there was a huge, like, 3- or 2-day weekend event of, like, gun show and military show.
Can you buy me one and bring it back?
Well, we probably won't be able to do that because we're using the money to repair the Jeep.
I just want an AR-15. Is that what it's called?
An AR-15? Yeah, we'll see what we can do for you. Probably by the case lot. So, but it's like freaking
gun in one hand and
like there's signs on like the restaurants and gas stations that guns not allowed.
Oh God,
what's this?
I'm not kidding you, man. There's little stickers that you put on gas stations and like restaurants or whatever building you want that says with a gun on it with a little circle and flashers that guns not allowed on premises.
There are no servers down. There's nothing wrong with the web page. It's you. It's YouTube.
Yeah, it's brutal. Like it's an armed society. It's a polite society. People are very nice down here. So,
because they have to be, they've all got guns.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, we're to the one curmudgeon there, Dak, who said to my buddy Nakomo earlier, "I told you so. Go feck yourself, because we're having an awesome time."
I didn't Sometimes say you wouldn't have a good to live. Time. I just basically knew something was going to happen to the Jeep. That's all.
You didn't know that.
Okay. Well, we're not going to argue about
it. We're not going to argue about it.
Yeah, well, we're having a hell of a time down here, anyways. So.
We're done.
Anyways, I'm going to put the Coma Boy on real quick, and this is costing our friends probably a bit of a fortune, so we're not going to be on too much longer. So I'll give you my what the hell right now.
Woohoo! Click. Oh, oops. No.
You hang up?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we did.
They hung up. Oh, well. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good to hear.
Lift your shelf because you're really far away.
What else besides you guys doing?
What?
How's everyone else besides you guys doing?
We don't know. They're not here. They could be dead.
Again?
Yep.
That sounds about right. Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to Galveston. Texas has been rather interesting. Did you also know there's approximately 8 pages in their local phone book, of which there are 2 of them, one covering A through L, and the rest covering the rest of the letters of the alphabet, that have different places that can teach you concealed can gun carrying courses?
Wow.
Yeah, welcome to an armed society. It's kind of creepy being unarmed, or I should say effectively unarmed down here, or being undergunned.
Undergunned.
All right.
Say what the hell?
Say what the hell, we're hanging up on you.
What the hell?
Yay! Okay, we got to do a lot of stuff in a little bit of time.
I told you the, there's your Tales of the Chicken.
Yeah, there's the Tales of the Chicken, as told by the chicken. How much more accurate can it be? This is Honky Rhythm Tracks. I was in a band, blah, 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 5 years ago or something. And this was a joke song that was put on. And it was a rap band, so that pretty much explains everything.
Is this thing on? Yo, Jay. Yo, what's up? Hey, man, how was your day, Jay? Out of sight. How you feeling, Jay? I feel white. All right. Yo, Fresh Masters in the house, y'all. Let me drop a funky beat for you, okay?
Yo, sure. Kick it.
Fuck, what the?
Let me fix that. Oh, there. Nope. We got it. Okay. Kick that beat in. Okay.
Yep, we're here.
You ready? Is he recording? Okay.
Go.
I'm the Fresh Master, the freshest around. When I party, I like to get down. Cause I'm funky and I like to rap. No sellout here, I'm not with that crap. When I'm with girls, they like to kiss me. You don't like it, and you can get me. So I have to say, fuck you, I will beat up you, your whole damn crew. And drink a beer and shoot some pork
on the floor.
If it was an egg, I would be the yolk. So take that away. In every way, I say DJ, let the rhythm play.
Girlfriend's after school. Girlfriend's after school. Girlfriend's after school. Go, go.
Fresh Master J in the house. Hi. Okay.
It's too loud.
Whoa.
I
wow.
love that song.
Isn't that just... Oh, it's not, we're not on yet. There we go. That was brutal.
I love that song.
What did you all
drink
think?
Drink a beer and shoot some folks. If I was an egg, I would be the yolk. That is Langley. You don't understand if you don't live here. This is the town of Junior G's. Little white boys who want to be gangsta.
Yep. So Gloom Bunny's...
white met bread.
Yes. One of the things I used to love about working here was just how easy it was to kick the crap out of all these people who so deeply genetically deserved it. I really did. I really enjoyed beating up on kids from this town.
Gloom Bunny sent in a story, which he's like, tell my story, tell my story. It's called Damn Police in East Texas.
Oh, my.
Now, see, my problem is with these police officers who think that just because you wear all black and have crazy bumper stickers on your car, you're automatically doing drugs.
You're not?
And then they completely decide that you are doing drugs and cause great embarrassment to you.
You're not?
What the fuck is up with that? Hell, just because I look weird does not mean I'm on drugs.
You're not?
And hell, do you think I would be stupid enough to bring them to my college?
You didn't?
Through hick-ass towns like here is this. I got pulled over today for a busted brake light, and I didn't know I had. Big deal. I will get it replaced. But what irritates the hell out of me is the fact that the officer said that someone was smoking weed in my car, and everyone knows weed does to me what weed does to me. I get spotted and then bleed out the spots, and it makes me feel icky. Okay. But in any case, no one...
I thought you said you didn't do drugs, so now you're saying you do.
Oh, conflicting. But in any case, there's no one has smoked weed in the car since I've had it, and I don't know why he would think that. I mentioned it may have been the patchouli oil, cherry air fresheners, and cigarette smoke.
Yes, patchouli is usually used for covering up pot.
Ah, okay. Well, he took one look at the frizzy red-headed girl in the shirt that has mesh sleeves and her bra straps showing, not wearing shoes, getting out of the car with such bumper stickers on the back like, God bless the freaks, deviant, bad seed, get any closer and I will eat you, goth is dead, I am dead, goth sink, ding-dong, the witch is dead, official pimp-mobile, my car is really, really... ghetto. It has primer for paint. It is an 81 Honda Civic, but it has plush maroon faux velvet seat covers in a swirly pattern. Then I'm sure
I'm visually offended, and I'm not seeing it.
Then I'm sure he looked at all the Power Rangers sticker on the roof, along with a zillion hanging air freshener Christmas tree things, maroon too, and a mirror, and then more things hanging from the oh shit angles, and pseudo beanie babies with safety pins stuck in all of them, and cigarette burns on their butts. A beanie turtle, yes, this one is fake too, strapped into the passenger seat. People like to buy me fake beanies. And a little doll thing hanging out at the air vent, and a trash bag in the back. And oh, I forgot, alien in the cigarette space, and rings glued to in strange spots. Wow. That's a car.
Picture of the car.
Yes. Yeah. Picture of the car.
We need a listener picture of your car.
Yes, it's so good. Inside and out.
The interior of your car, inside and out.
We will create this a gallery.
Yeah, a gallery amazing. Of Gloom Bunny's car.
Whoa, sorry.
He said, he said, no, I was smoking weed. He started telling me that I was smoking weed in my car, or someone else must have. And no one's smoking weed in my car. I'm a safe fucking driver, and I don't care if people smoke weed, but you're not allowed to smoke that shit in my car. Because if I get pulled over, I don't want to have to... have the officer to do just what this one did. He kept telling me that I was smoking it or some other drugs and then started naming off. He was all like, cocaine, crack, marijuana? What the fuck was this? So, well, when he saw this and thought, damn, this hippie must have drugs, so he called another unit, searched my lunchbox purse, and then he had a dog crawl all over my car. Well, he threw everything around. And then he had me spread arms and legs and turn around. Mind you, this is on Highway 59 in the middle of a trucking town in front of the scales, while everyone I go to school with is passing me by and looking at the fucked up only goth chick in the college. The other officer was really nice, but the one who pulled me over accused me of smoking weed in my car recently and kept asking me questions, and he wouldn't let me put shoes on, drink, or smoke my coffee. Oops. Smoke or drink my coffee.
Then he said it was because of my patchouli oil. It sucked ass to wrap it up with a little bow, he said. I should not wear patchouli oil because it made him think I was smoking weed, and I was an hour late to the class that I may be dropped from if I ever miss it again. That just sucked ass and a half. Okay, through ranting. Gotta love love deep East Texas. Oh, and hell, when you mention my car, remember his names are Ghetto Superstar, Poopty Wagon, Hoopty Wagon, Ghetto Sled, Humpty Car, White Trash Demon, Pimp Ride, Ghetto Pimp Sled, Baby, and Tina. He has lots of names.
Tina, thank you for that one.
Okay, we need a picture of your car, Blue
yes.
Money.
In, out, everywhere. Seat front, covers. Back, everything. Seat covers, yeah.
We need some multiple pictures. If you could send us enough, maybe we can make, like,
a virtual
girl on the left was saying, a virtual car.
Yeah, like a VRML tour of Blue Money's yep. car.
That would be awesome.
Ass.
I actually can. If she stands in the middle of the car and rotates around, taking pictures all the way around, I can make a VMRL.
And we want pictures
of
the outside all the way around as well.
Yeah, I can do that, too. It'll look weird the other way.
We want a virtual tour of your car, Gloom Bunny. That needs to be there on our website.
Yep. Okay, it's time for movie quotes of the week. And you all know how this works. We turn down the volume here. We give you a chance to guess them. And
unfortunately, Dak and Projectile Vomit
Man have heard him. And me and Drex. But it's mainly for the listeners.
Yeah, right.
So here's the three movie quotes.
Both of them.
You're next. Drunk piano player.
Weak, you're leaving.
You're so drunk you can't hit nothing. In fact, you're probably seeing double.
I have two gums. One for each of you. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is August Christopher. I was named after St. Augustine, who coined my favorite phrase, give it chastity and give me constancy. But do not give it yet.
What a breed.
Tempting, but no.
No, the resolution of
all the right, we're back.
TV is a little bit lower. Okay, we are back, and now it's going to time to play them in the... Whoa, we can't look at that. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, here they are for the people in here.
You're next. Drunk piano player. You're so drunk you can't hit nothing. In fact... You're probably seeing double.
I have two gums. One for each of you. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is August Christopher. I was named after St. Augustine, who coined my favorite phrase, give it chastity and give me constancy. But do not give it yet.
What a breed.
Tempting, but no.
I love that.
Not Monty Python, that no, last one was not Monty Python. So, people in here, did anybody get all three? Not you.
Did.
No.
I, as usual, I haven't got the foggy
on any of them.
None of them? Nobody gets any of them.
Check the...
Psycho? None of them?
Don't
okay.
give them away. We can give them a hint.
Well, we have to see if anybody's guessed them yet.
I
know,
what I'm saying is don't just outright give them.
Well, no. Okay. Okay, let's see... The Lord Heresy gets Tombstone first. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I better bring this up just in case. Tombstone. That's the first one. Yes. And let's see if anybody gets... Voila.
The Mask of Zorro is wrong.
Wrong. Nobody's got the other two yet, so we're going to give out some hints.
Okay, here's the hint. They're all the same actor. All in three different movies, but it's the same actor.
All Val Kilmer. All Val Kilmer, all the time.
And the second one had the name of the movie in it, in the quote. How much easier could it be? Let's hear those last two again.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is August Christopher. I was named after St. Augustine, who coined my favorite phrase, give it chastity and give me constancy, but do not give it yet.
What a breed.
Tempting, but no.
So it doesn't look like... No, it's not August. Doesn't look like anybody else.
Major Shazam is sharp as a beach ball.
Sharp as a beach ball. That's right. Yeah. Repeat. Doesn't look like anybody got them.
Nope.
So
they are.
The second one was The Saint. And the third one was Willow. So nobody got those, so you all lose except for who was it?
Lord Heresy.
Lord Heresy. Has he won before? So what you win is us saying your name three times. Lord Heresy,
Heresy, Lord Heresy, Lord Heresy. Lord Heresy.
Woohoo!
You're famous.
Seconds
of fame. Now that's either summon him or send him back to his own dimension.
So what haven't we done? Oh, okay. Stamp your money.
Nope. Time I don't have any. I spent it all
you
again.
You spent all your money again?
I always spend it all just for
so
the
everyone,
I'll stamp my bank.
Don't do that. So everyone out in the listening audience, if you have the stamp made up, you can stamp your money. It should say www.rantradio.com on it. It's on the table. It's on the table right under there.
What's that?
Or don't stamp your money, because we in no way would want people to...
Yeah, you're not actually allowed to deface.
Illegal or immoral. Or
actually, the only reason they can't stamp their money is because they don't have a stamp. They have to write it.
I spent all my money.
We also wouldn't recommend that you deface any national monuments or anything like that.
With I pissed on the Space Needle.
You pissed on the Space Needle?
You were there.
Was I? I went to the Space Needle? Oh, yeah. When we drove down in the middle of the night. Oh, God. Oop. Well,
it is time.
It is time, but it's not time because we don't. We might have to split. We might have to skip it this week. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hi, Lieutenant Major Zombie. You're sounding a bit more sober and not on crack this week.
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, shoot. My sister just came in my room with a bird now.
Okay, now, yeah, you still are on crack.
Yeah, you're still on crack. So, do you have anything?
No. One thing funny part, I was working at Taco Bell, and my, shut up back there. Sue, my manager, she's like counting all the money, and look at one of the money. It was stamped. Not with Rant Radio, but some other website on it with some weird dude on it.
Really?
Yeah, it like kicked ass.
They're copying us.
I know.
I swear it, because I've never heard of anybody ever
and
doing it.
And I took that piece of thing, I marked it out.
Yeah.
Put Rant Radio on it.
Woohoo! You rock.
Yes.
Speaking of copycats on Rant Radio.
Hey.
But
you work at Taco Bell?
Yes.
We should send you a stamp, and you can stamp all the money in Taco Bell every day you work there.
I used to do it at Arco. I used to write about all the bills.
I'm just trying to get the bird to bite me.
Hey, okay, what were you going to say, Cor? I mean,
gosh.
Whatever.
It's okay.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Here's my sister.
Proctor,
okay.
Right?
What's your sister on?
Oh, she doesn't want to talk.
Weak.
Muffin.
You're puny. Weak, Jennifer.
Her name is Jennifer,
you're weak. Can she hear us?
No.
Oh,
she can't hear our taunting?
Like,
you only have one line.
Don't taunt.
Is this Lieutenant, I only have one line.
Okay, well, we'll say what the hell, and we'll hang up, and then we'll say, Lieutenant Major Zombie Sister's weak.
Do you know that thing, the dead man thing? You haven't went to that homepage yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, there's like all these...
We have like a million things to do this week.
Yeah, it's like this guy that, like, cut up, and they show every single part.
Right on.
Drex is
gonna hang
up.
Bye.
Oh, no.
I said bye. How more polite can I be?
No, what I was going to say was,
And
actually, General G pointed this out to me.
Yeah.
You guys, I wasn't here, but you guys were talking apparently about some subject about, you know, how those commemorative quarters we've got with the stickman on it, and how that wasn't a very good representation. The next morning on Larry and Willie's show on CFOX radio station, on their morning show, they said it like to the T, apparently.
What?
Talked about the exact same thing. It's like,
I'm sure a lot of...
Larry,
I heard that,
Willie,
actually.
We're on to you.
Yep.
We know what you're up to.
You're listening to our show, gathering material for your shows in the morning. I mean, one of our shows will last you all week, of course.
Going back to what
Proctor.
I couldn't remember it. Proctor was talking about doing defacing national monuments.
Yes.
Apparently, I got this story from my mom. This is a few years back. She passed away some time now ago. But yeah, she told me that when my father and her were going through Ontario, apparently they stopped inside the Senate. And do you know that large mace that we have? That's kind of like the Canadian version of the English. They're supposed to use it to open the House of Parliament or whatever.
Okay, yeah, the big stick with the ball on top.
Yes. My father was surprised that there was absolutely no security that was standing in there. And so just to see if he could do it, he picked it up, put it under his coat and walked out with it. Showed my mom, who proceeded to go apoplectic, and then walked it back in with no one the wiser.
Wow.
I would have kept it.
Wow, no, I don't think I would have kept it.
The only thing I can compare with was that I went to see the House of Commons. This was before CPAC. So all you ever saw was the really dignified-looking debates on TV. I go in there. There's like John Crosby and six other random people in there. That's all. the rest of them, John Crosby is cracking jokes. The rest of them have got their heels up on the tables and are reading the Globe and Mail. And the interesting part is you're up in the upper gallery. You can't hear a fucking thing. Now, the whole point of the gallery is so that the people can hear what's going on. No, it's not. The acoustics are fucking horrible. It's a giant's mumble.
That's adult, indeed.
If they talk about that upper gallery being open, so that the public can see their government in action,
next week,
so that everything's open, so the government is open, bullshit.
We should go down there to the tape recorder. Some reporting.
I almost forgot. It's the Onion article of the week.
The Onion article of the week.
Okay. I think I'll send it to the people so they can follow along because they'll probably be laughing. Here we go. Onion article of the week. We have no promo. Onion. It's... No! After this.
No-ish.
Then we'll finish the show. Mm-hmm. This is the last thing. America reminded of beef's existence by bold new ad campaign. Kansas City, Missouri, a new 100 million beef come and get it ad campaign is reminding American people of the existence of edible cow flesh. The Kansas City-based American Beef Council launched the ambitious television and print campaign after discovering that U.S. citizens were no longer aware of the food item. Over the past few years, American Beef Council let up on its promotional efforts, running very few beef ads, Council President Richard Harnish, they come up with the worst names in this, said, and that lack of aggressiveness has come to home to roost. A recent focus group testing indicated that Americans have forgotten all about this delicious mealtime staple. When asked about beef or shown pictures of it, they seem vague on the concept, often asking if it was some new, redder form of pork. Only after repeated explanations that beef is a separate, distinct meat that has always existed did test subjects begin to understand and remember. Harner said, "We soon realized that all Americans need to have it explained to them that beef is a delicious meat that can be purchased and eaten." Enlisting the aid of advertising agency McCann Erickson, the American Beef Council developed a series of TV commercials depicting rugged cattle ranchers herding steer into a majestic Wyoming ranch as spirited Aaron Copland music plays. Veteran actor Jason Robards, speaking in a voiceover, says, "There's a certain flavor to America. A hearty hunger for adventure and freedom that you can feel in the air and taste in the beef." Close-up shots of juicy steaks, hamburgers, and beef shish kebabs are then displayed along with the campaign slogan, "Beef, come and get it." The ads already appear to be working. "I'd completely forgotten about beef. I used to eat it all the time, well aware that it was what's for dinner," said Tracy Carissick of Pensacola, Florida, enjoying a generous cut of London broil. "But the manufacturers and vendors of beef must have gotten really lax in their advertising. But I don't think I've eaten or thought about meat in some 3 years. If it hadn't been for this new campaign, I might have died missing the great taste of beef." The campaign is believed to be the most successful since a 1994 American Dairy Board promotion campaign for cheese. The ads, which revolved around the slogans, "Cheese still exists, always has," and "Oh yeah, cheese," reminded the American eating public of cheese existence, causing sales of the dairy product to more than triple.
Okay.
It's just a sad statement, actually, what this is.
It's actually pretty clever satire because they have commercials for this stuff all the time. What a waste of airspace.
I know.
But, yeah, okay. It's cheese.
let me
get this straight. You
can Mike, give the man a mic.
You can kill cows and eat them for food.
Wow.
All I have to say is I would rather see one of these mind-numbing dairy product cheese commercials, oh yeah, beef, what have you, than see one more fucking ad for basically investment brokers. I fucking hate them all.
I came to the realization, actually, that... the MSNBC is entirely constructed for the selling of financial services ads. Think about it. You go onto this channel and you get like 15-minute stock market updates. And they have, you know, like market winners or losers, and they'll have like some stock that went up by like 0.0058%. Oh yeah, could have seen that coming. And then they have conveniently afterwards they have ads saying, you know, come to so-and-so investment services. We make it easy for you because all this investment stuff, isn't it just so complicated? Well, gee, it sure looks that way after you watch the newscast.
Isn't MSNBC short for the Misinformation Broadcasting Company?
As far as commercials go, I don't know if anybody remembers these, and but they were based out of Washington, and they ran all through the 80s, all through Cartoon Hour. I don't know how they figured this was their demographic. but it was for car ads.
Get him while they're young.
Do you remember Cal Worthington and his dog Spot?
Oh,
yes.
Cal Worthington. I think he was immortalized in that. Oh, I'm forgetting. Like he actually made it into like movies and stuff. It's like sad background noises. Cal Worthington and his dog Spot.
For those of you who think that Cal Worthington is dead or gone, he isn't. I have a couple of extra stations. One of them is basically KTLA, which is California, Los Angeles, and his ads are still, and they're not just the old ads. There are new ads running.
Are they ones where he's upside down on the biplane?
No. Now he's basically is like, he's got
right
Cal
there.
Worthington is hanging out. No,
still
he's actually talking, and they're
I
like dates.
Cal Worthington.
There are dates actually associated with him, so I know he's alive.
Wow.
So if any of our listeners are out there, but we're not offering as much as we are for John Bunnell. Remember, still, 20 million rant radio dollars. Sorry, 50 million rant radio dollars.
Not redeemable for anything.
For the head of John Bunnell, we will now offer 5 million rant radio dollars.
Not
redeemable for anything.
For the head of Cal Worthington. 1 million for his dog Spot.
Yes.
Yeah. 1 million for the dog Spot. So we'd like to say goodbye to everyone in the IRC that hung on. Hang in there. Critical S, Gloom Bunny, Infaloop, Just In Case, Lord Heresy, Lorem, a new name. Lieutenant Major Zombie, Mord Sith, Rabbit Puppy, a new name. Spectre, Shazbort, and TMC, we don't care about that because it's not really a new name. And goodbye from everyone in the room that's stuck around. It's goodbye from Proctor. And he's coming back because he's putting on his shoes preemptively.
Bye. I like to leave early.
The rush.
The girl on the left.
That girl on the left.
And
that's
still
right.
On the left.
Yeah. Yep, still on the left.
Bye from Dak.
Bye.
Bye from Dak.
Wow.
Wow. Why do I get the feeling something should be summoned?
It's morphed into something else now. That's okay.
And it's bye from Drex and Samaria.
Hey! It's bye from Samaria. You can't speak for me. Don't break
I can't?
Anything else.
I think I can.
I heard something break. Okay. And here's the new promos, and then we're out of here. And see you next week on What the Hell?
What the Hell?
What the Hell? Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Terrible. The show is absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'll never listen to it again. You have no conscience about what you talk about. You have no, like, real material about anything in your shows anymore. I listen to other stations, and they always talk about something. You get on the phone, you bash people if you don't like what they say. You bash people you read in the paper. You're bashing everybody around you. And now you think you're going to be on the radio telling the whole world what to listen to and how to act and how to talk. You wait all that, so don't take it upon yourself to really get on the radio.
Oh, Rant Radio. Who asked you, anyways?
The What the Hell show is not supported by money back guarantees since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up on the street. The music played on the show may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.